The Word of God found in your majority text, authorized King James Version of the Bible, is truly the most marvelous of all books. It is the very Word of the living God, the God of all. Because it is the Word above all words, all the books of this world must bow the ear in obeisance. There is no book like God's book. God's Word is not printer's ink and paper, but His Word is spirit and life. Revelation 19:13 speaks of Jesus Christ and says, "And His name is called the Word of God." All of this world's questions and problems are answered in God's book. Have you made your peace with God's book? Are you born again as God's book directs? Can you point to a place where you repented of your sins and surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, the Word of God? Today can be your day of salvation. Today you can participate in the greatest mystery and the greatest miracle of all time. Today all your sin and shame can be washed away. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said Genesis 3:22-24. And the Lord God said, "Behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever." Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man. And he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. God said, Revelation 22:1-2, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." Man said, "Education is our God. Science will one day even defeat death. The God of the Bible is not an option." Now the record. So many amazing truths in the Word of God, truths that at first glance appear to be impossible, but upon closer look are not only possible, but even provable. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature article 780 that will once again prove the glorious inerrancy, of God's holy word. All of these powerful features are archived here in text and streaming audio for the building up of the bloodbath and his soul bait for the fishers of men. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Be sure to take advantage of three very useful tools on God Said, Man Said. One, you have questions, God has answers. Whatever your question, type a keyword into the search bar top right and watch the screen populate with related information from Adam and Eve to quantum physics. Number two, use the tell a friend feature above to send a message to someone you love. It's so quick and easy. Number three, imagine you can download nearly 260 hours of God Said, Man Said features to your electronic device. Listen to one every day. Thank you for coming. You are the reason we are here. May our God's face shine upon you and all of us with light and truth. Where do the concepts of the tree of life and the fountain of youth or the idea of immortality come from? Could such fantastical ideas have any root in history? Do these marvelous ideas exist in substance? Can I find them? Can I participate? Prepare to be amazed. The following excerpts are from the God Said, Man Said feature, God's Imprimatur and the Olive Tree. Could there be any truth to the phenomenal story that there was actually a tree of life, that if you ate of it, you would live forever? Can we find a remnant of that tree? Does the Bible give valuable pointers to which tree it was? Man has been enamored with such an idea since the beginning of time. It is the quest for our original immortal roots. It is interesting to note that God did not remove the tree of life from the earth after man had sinned, but instead set cherubims to protect it from man. After Adam and Eve had cast off the word of God, they were cast out of paradise. It was at that point that they, their offspring, and all the elements of earth became subject to the law of sin and death, known in science as the second law of thermodynamics. This law means that all things go from order to disorder, from life to death. This curse affects absolutely everything. 1,600 plus years later, a second disastrous happening took place that greatly accelerated the effects of the curse of sin and death. This second happening, which occurred during the flood of Noah, was the destruction of the water canopy that once encompassed the earth. The water canopy was suspended above the first heaven, which is the immediate atmosphere that surrounds the globe. According to the creation science model, the water canopy would have created a global greenhouse effect and acted as a filter, filtering out the devastating killer rays from the sun, such as ultraviolet rays and more. These harmful rays are deadly to all life, including trees, grass, air, water, animals, and humans. Prior to the global flood in the days of Noah, when the water canopy was destroyed, man lived 13 times longer than he does today, reaching the average age of 911 years. The massive changes caused by the curse of sin and death affected all of creation and would also have affected the tree of life. In this feature, we will not prove emphatically which tree was once the tree of life, but rather we will provide the spiritual and physical rationale that strongly supports the idea of such a marvelous record in the Word of God, a record much maligned by carnal skeptics and ridiculed as a fairy tale. While searching for this miraculous tree, we find in scriptures, in history, and in science, one tree stands as a giant above all others, even while enduring the life-ending curse of sin. This proverbial tree is the olive tree. In the holy word of God, there is no tree like the olive. After the great flood, Noah knew that the waters were drying up from the earth when the dove he released returned to the ark with an olive leaf in its mouth. The olive leaf or branch today is the symbol of hope. Ancient law forbids the destruction of any olive tree, even if it belongs to an enemy. The olive tree and its oil are endorsed hundreds of times in the Word of God. It was olive oil that fueled the holy lamp that burned continually before the veil of God's most holy place. Once a year on the Day of Atonement, the high priest would enter into the Holy of Holies beyond the veil. The two doors at the entrance were made of the wood of the olive tree. Above the Ark of the Covenant, which was the spiritual center of the tabernacle of God, were the wings of two cherubims, also made of the olive tree. Thus the verse in Psalms 57:1 and many others, "Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed." Hosea 14, verse 6 reads, "His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon." Zechariah 14, 11 through 14, "Then answered I and said unto him, What are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side thereof? And I answered again and said unto him, What be these two olive branches which through the golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then said he, These are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth." The sweet psalmist of Israel wrote in Psalms 52:8, "But I am ever like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever." In James 5:14, the elders in the house of God are directed to anoint the sick with oil and pray the prayer of faith. Salvation and entrance into the body of Christ are compared to the olive tree in Romans 11:16 through 18. "For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, wert grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee." There is no tree in the scriptures like the glorious olive. Medical science continues to uncover the tremendous marvels of this God-endorsed tree. The following excerpts are from an article published in Energy Times titled, "Olive Leaf Extract, Nature's Antibiotic." The source of olive leaf strength is a phenolic compound called oleuropein, the active ingredient extracted from the leaves of olive trees. According to Dr. James R. Privatira and the article titled "Olive Leaf Extract, A New Old Healing Bonanza for Mankind," oleuropein works in a number of ways. Importantly, it interferes with the critical amino acid production that is essential for viruses and bacteria to thrive and directly penetrates infected cells to stop viral replication. Dr. Morton Walker notes in his book, Olive Leaf Extract, that olive leaf can greatly help strengthen the immune system and fight all types of infections, such as HIV, Epstein-Barr, herpes, the flu, sore throats, and chronic sinusitis. Again, the article reads, today, the Hungarian government has adopted olive leaf extract for its Medicare system as its official anti-infectious disease remedy. Walker reports in olive leaf extract that Dr. Robert Lyons, OMD-MS, of the Robert Lyons Clinic in Budapest, has been critical in developing innovative treatments in Central Europe, including the use of olive leaf extract. Lyons conducted an extensive clinical study on 500 patients with a variety of infections such as tonsillitis, bronchitis, pneumonia, herpes, and bacterial skin infections. After being treated with olive leaf extract, the rate of improvement and recovery was approximately 98%. All patients were found to have a strengthened immune system and no side effects were recorded. Finally, this news about HIV. Olive leaf extract is a natural source of substances known as protease inhibitors, which may help people with human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, and AIDS. In the spring of 1996 issue of Positive Health News, Mark Conley states that protease inhibitors are rapidly changing the lives of people with AIDS who experience difficulty taking the drug called AZT. Olive leaf extract, combined with drugs called immune modulators, have produced positive effects for people with AIDS. In one case study, Conley reports that an AIDS sufferer reduced his viral load from 160,000 organisms per milliliter of blood down to 30,000 in 2 weeks. After 11 weeks, the patient's viral load was reduced to 692. A viral load decrease this dramatic is rarely, if ever, attained through the use of AZT alone. In another study, a person with HIV found his viral load dropped from 37,000 to 19,005 in 3.5 months while taking olive leaf, a significant development. Of course, if you suffer from AIDS, consult a health practitioner and do not stop taking your medication. End of quote. The following excerpt is from the publication Better Nutrition. Relatively new to the modern American botanical scene is oleuropia, or olive leaf. For centuries, the olive tree has been revered as the tree of life. In this century, most of us know it as an international symbol of peace and as the source of a healthful and delicious culinary oil. Additionally, it seems the leaf of the olive tree may well have significant value as an immune-enhancing herb. The world is familiar with the famous Mediterranean diet. A large percentage of the dieter's calories in this way of eating are from fats, and in the Mediterranean diet, the principal fat is olive oil. The general results are a healthy heart and a trim body, plus so much more. Stacks of scientific information continue to pour in, touting the powers of the products of the olive tree. An excerpt from an article in People magazine follows. In a recent study at the Athens School of Public Health, women who ate olive oil more than once a day had a 25% lower risk of breast cancer than women who had it only once. In Spain, researchers at the Escuela Nacional de Sanidad found that women who consumed the most olive oil were 40% less likely to develop breast cancer than those who ate the least. Why? For one thing, olive oil is rich in a group of antioxidants called polyphenols, which seem to fend off heart disease and cancer. It also teems with substances called squalenes, which in animal studies have slowed the growth of colon, lung, and skin cancers, according to Chin Rao, a researcher at the American Health Foundation. Japanese physicians now use a purified form of squalenes to boost the tumor-killing ability of chemotherapy. As far as food goes, says Rao, olive oil appears to be the only significant source, end of quote. Oleuropein, a compound found in the olive tree and isolated from its leaf, is credited with the phenomenal long life of the olive tree, which is said to be able to live for thousands of years. This bitter compound protects against nearly every insect and bacterial predator. In the test tube, olive leaf extract has been found to be effective against nearly 90 viruses, retroviruses, bacterium, parasites, yeast, protozoans, fungi, molds, and other microbes and diseases. Just a few that you may be familiar with are anthrax, botulism, chickenpox, chlamydia, Ebola, hepatitis A, B, and C, and more. Based on patient and physician reports, olive leaf extract, which researchers claim is not a cure, but an immune system booster, is reported effective in helping the body fight nearly 125 conditions. Could this olive tree, whose fame spans all of time, have been the original tree of life that sat in the middle of the garden of God? Could today's olive tree be the remnant of this tree of life? We have cited many biblical pointers but cannot answer yes emphatically, but we can emphatically answer yes to whether there was such a tree of life in the paradise of God because the Word of God declares it. Those who are washed in the blood of Christ shall see this tree again. Jesus Christ declares this in Revelations 22, 1 and 2. Excerpts from the June 2013 feature Unexpected Benefits from Olive Leaf Extract in Life Extension magazine follow. Important precaution. The proven blood pressure lowering effects of olive leaf extract are potent enough to warrant caution if you are taking prescription blood pressure drugs. If you are on blood pressure medication, it's essential that you speak to your prescriber before starting supplementation. Scientists have isolated the unique molecule that provides olive leaf with its multitude of health and life-extending benefits. Known as oleuropein, it is the polyphenol that can help lower bad cholesterol and blood pressure, prevent cancer, protect against oxidative damage, and help guard against cognitive decline. Oleuropein provides the distinctive tangy, pungent, almost bitter flavor found in high-quality extra virgin olive oils. It's also responsible for most of olive oil's antioxidant and anti-inflammatory and disease-fighting characteristics. In fact, when oleuropein was given to animals with tumors, the tumors completely regressed and disappeared in 9 to 12 days. The olive tree, Oleuropia, produces oleuropein abundantly in its leaves as well as in the olive fruit itself, and special processing techniques now allowed for the extraction of a stable standardization form of oleuropein. That means that the consumers can have access to one of the most beneficial components of olive oil without the necessity of consuming excessive amounts of olive oil. Olive leaf extracts and their oleuropein constituents are best known for their blood pressure lowering effects, but the latest studies reveal their health benefits extend well beyond that. Additional anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties offer promise in fighting atherosclerosis, diabetes, cancer, neurodegenerative diseases, and even arthritis, end of quotes. Finally, on the olive tree, the December 26, 2015 issue of the week under the heading Health has this to say. Olive oil could dramatically reduce a woman's chances of developing breast cancer. Researchers found that when women over 60 added a generous dose of extra virgin olive oil to their diet rich in fruits, vegetables, fish, nuts, and whole grains, it cut their risk for the disease by 68%. Olive oil contains powerful antioxidants called polyphenols, study authors explain, and deriving at least 15% of total calories from it seems to be instrumental in staving off breast cancer, end of quote. Sometimes the answer to the question is so simple and obvious it escapes discovery. One day it dawned on me that I have eaten of the very source and substance of the tree of life. There truly is a tree of life, and its source and its access are one and the same. This tree is found in 1 Peter chapter 2, 21 through 24. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye shall follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For all of mankind, the tree of life is the cross of Christ Jesus was hung upon. It's here that he ransoms the dead souls of all who will call upon his name. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Christ Jesus bore our curse and broke the chains of death by which we were bound. Jesus Christ created all that you see and don't see by the word of his Father, and it is by him that all things consist. Colossians 1:14 through 19. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. John 6:49-51. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. John 6:53-58. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Acts 5:30. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Acts 10:39-40. For we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly. Acts 13:29. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulcher. The cross of Christ, the tree upon which he was hanged, on which he bore our curse and made atonement for our sins, is our tree of life. The Lord speaks in John 11:25-26. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? The tree of life has been found, and that life is Christ. What a glorious Savior. God said, Genesis 3:22-24, And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. God said, Revelation 22:1-2, And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Man said, Education is our God. Science will one day even defeat death. The God of the Bible is not an option. Now you have the record.